Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
The redemption we rightly rejoice in was founded on an unanswered prayer. That's Erwin Lutzer's bottom line as he concludes a message today on Jesus and the agony of unanswered prayer. That was the prayer of Jesus in Gethsemane, and how we are humbled to know that it was for us that it remained unanswered. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Now, we wrap up a series on the triumph of unanswered prayer. Erwin Lutzer talks with us for a final time about Jesus and the agony of unanswered prayer.
A number of years ago, I was preaching somewhere, and somebody gave me a poem because it delivered him from bitterness. He could not forgive people who had wronged him. There was a certain situation, and this poem delivered him. Wow, here's some really good theology. I will not take that bitter thrust which rent my heart today as coming from an earthly soul, though it was meant that way. But I will look beyond the tool because my life is planned. I take the cup my Father gives. I take it from his hand. He knows and even allows those terrible things that irk. I trust his wisdom and his love. Let patience have her work. Though human means have brought the sting, I firmly take this stand. My loving Father holds the cup. I take it from his hand. Now those who watch may wonder why these things do not disturb. I look right past the instrument and see my Lord superb. The trials which would lay me low must pass through his command. He holds the outstretched cup to me. I take it from his hand. I cannot tell you how revolutionary this is. I cannot even explain to you how that it gives you a different perspective of your trials, your health issues. If you stop taking it from the medium that God is using, the instruments that God is using, and you take it from his hand, say, Father, this would really upset me, except that this is your will, and I take it from your hand. Changes everything. Well, there's another lesson that I think is really explosive. Our redemption was founded, this gives me chills to say, our redemption was founded on an unanswered prayer. What would have happened if God would have said, you know, actually, from what I've seen of humanity, it's just not worth it. I love you, you're my son. I don't want to see you go through this. Let's abort the plan. They're just not worth it. You and I would not be redeemed. Thank God that Jesus Christ's prayer that the cup be removed from him was unanswered. Became the basis of our redemption. And to those of you who are struggling with unanswered prayer, let me say this. God may sometimes be doing something more marvelous, more wonderful than you can even imagine through your unanswered prayer than would happen if he answered your prayer. And we as human beings don't know what God's hidden plans are, but we trust him. We say, when I look at it, it makes no sense to me, but you left this prayer unanswered for my good, for the good of your purposes, and I accept it. You never know what it is that God may be up to. And so what the attitude of you and me should be is this. My Jesus, as thou wilt, oh, may thy will be mine. Into thy hands of love I would my all resign. Through sorrow and through joy, conduct me as mine own, and help me still to say, Father, thy will be done. It's lesson number three, lesson number four. Unanswered prayers are not unheard prayers. Remember that. Unanswered prayers are not unheard prayers. How do we know this? Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5 speaks about Jesus in Gethsemane and says this: in the days of his flesh, Jesus called up with long suffering, supplications, and tears unto him who was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. And the Greek word there, heard, has the implications that it was a positive hearing. So God hears your prayers. God knows your prayers. And he doesn't forget your prayers. They are heard even if they aren't answered the way in which you and I would like to have them answered. God sees your tears. Just this morning as I was reviewing the notes, I was reminded of something that happened when I was in Bible college. We were doing some home visitation, and I remember knocking on a door, and a woman came, and she was wiping her tears, trying to get her cheeks dry. And she said, "Oh, forgive me." She said, "I've just been praying for my son." God saw those tears. In Psalm 56, David says, "Put my tears in a bottle." Well, we shouldn't think that God has a special bottle where he keeps all of our tears literally, but it's metaphorically saying, "Lord, remember what I'm going through. You remember my tears, Lord." And God says, "I remember them. I hear you. And what I want to do is to use that unanswered prayer to get beyond the request to me, because I have something else for you." And you know, in the end, of course, you have the resurrection of Jesus, which is really an answer to this prayer. And so an unanswered prayer does not mean that God is deaf. An unanswered prayer means that God is listening, God is caring, but because of his other purposes, almost always hidden from us, he's saying no. But it isn't always a harsh no. In fact, if I could take time to preach on the 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians, where Paul had a thorn in the flesh, three times he says, "God, remove it." And God says, "No, but I'm going to give you a different gift. You asked for the gift of healing. I'm going to give you a different gift. And that gift is the gift of grace to bear it. It's a special gift given to people whose prayers are unanswered." So your prayer may be unanswered, but it is not unheard. There's a last lesson, and that is this: that Jesus was abandoned so that you and I might never be abandoned. Jesus was abandoned. I mean, you think, for example, not only was his prayer unanswered, but rather on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus went through that so that you and I never have to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We know now that we as believers through Jesus Christ have instant access to the Father. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that we have a high priest. It also says that we can come to God through Jesus Christ, and we can make our way to him to receive grace and help for time of need. And Paul said, and did we not sing it this morning in our worship, that the love of God is with us no matter what. And therefore, we have access to the Father. And some of you who have not savingly believed on Jesus, you have not repented of your sin and received him, you have that opportunity to do that today if God speaks to you, because Jesus said that I'm available to all who want to believe, all who want to be my children, if he can overcome your stubbornness, your darkness, your rejection. You can be his forever. And so Jesus is saying, you know, you don't have to think that it's up to you. Oh, I've done the work for those who want to believe. And so you can believe on Jesus Christ. You never have to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Wow. For me, it was in the garden he prayed, not my will, but thine. He had no tears for his own grief, but sweat drops of blood for mine. He bore my sins and my sorrows. He called them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. Friends, what a Savior! What a Savior we have. Nobody else out there like Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we pray that we might not be comfortable in our lethargy and in our sleep and in our prayerlessness. Help us to see Jesus as one who overcame an unanswered prayer, and he did it in our behalf. And teach us, O God, to follow him and to say that we belong to him forever and give him glory forever and ever. We will worship him and say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and glory and honor and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and under the earth and such as are in the sea heard I saying, blessing, glory, and honor and power be unto him who sits on the throne forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
My friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. How wonderful it is for us to continue to believe God no matter what. I've written a book entitled, Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers? And I wrote that book because I wanted people to understand that he has hidden purposes and that we need not abandon our faith even when God does not respond as we think he should. I believe that this book will encourage you and also those around you who are tempted to leave the Christian faith because God has not answered their prayers. For a gift of any amount, this book can be yours.
Erwin Lutzer has now concluded Jesus and the Agony of Unanswered Prayer, the last in a series on The Triumph of Unanswered Prayer. Next time, join Pastor Lutzer along with Pastor Larry McCarthy. They will discuss Pastor's new book, Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers? Running to Win is all about helping you find God's roadmap for your race of life. Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers? That's a book that all too many believers need to read. A copy is waiting for you as our gift when you give a gift of any amount to support the outreach of Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers? Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Thanks for listening. For Pastor Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.